It is time to weave a tale, many tales, from our friends over on ScoopWhoop.com. This new old house, we will begin here. We bought an old house, my boyfriend and I. He's in charge of the new construction, converting the kitchen into the master bedroom, for instance, while I'm on wallpaper removal. The previous owner papered every wall and ceiling. Removing it is brutal, but oddly satisfying. The best feeling is getting a long peel, similar to your skin when you're peeling a sunburn. I don't know about you, but I kind of made a game of peeling. On the hunt for the longest piece before it rips. Under a corner section of paper in every room is a person's name and a date. Curiosity got the best of me one night when I googled one of the names and discovered the person was actually a missing person and the missing date matching the date under the wallpaper. The next day, I made a list of all the names and dates. Sure enough, each name was a missing person with dates to match. We notified the police, who naturally sent out the crime scene team. We overheard one tech say, "Yep, it's human." "Human? What's human?" "Ma'am, where's the material you removed from the walls today?" "This is wallpaper you were removing." Tale number two. I hate it when my brother Charlie has to go. I hate when Charlie has to go away. My parents constantly are trying to explain to me how sick he is. That I am lucky for having a brain where all the chemicals fall properly to their destinations like undammed rivers. When I complain about how bored I am with a little brother to play with, they try to make me feel bad by pointing out that his bedroom likely far surpasses mine, considering his confine to a dark room in an institution. I always beg them to give him one last chance. Of course, they did it first. Charlie has been back home several times, each shorter in duration than the last. Every time without fail, it all starts again. The neighborhood hood cats with the gouged out eyes showing up in his toy chest. My dad's razors found dropped on the baby slide in the park across the street. Mom's vitamins replaced by bits of dishwasher tablets. My parents are hesitant now, using only last chances sparingly. They say his disorder makes him charming. Makes it easy for him to fake normalcy and to trick the doctors who care for him and to think he is ready for rehabilitation. That I will just have to put up with it. My bedroom, if it means staying safe from him. I hate it when Charlie has to go away. It makes me have to pretend to be good until he is back.